Doug, why don't we start by you giving me your name and title, please?
Sure. My name is Doug DeVries, and I'm the Senior Vice President of Agricultural Equipment Marketing for North America, Australia, and Asia for John Deere.
All right. Well, we are here for the Ag Executive Forum, which is the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and you're sort of serving as host here at this event. Now, how did you get that role?
Well, it's my pleasure, actually, to be a part of the group. I lead the Ag Executive Council, which is a part of the broader AEM organization, and represents agricultural equipment manufacturers throughout our organization.
And we've got quite an exciting program, I think, laid out. What are some of the things that you think are going to be the highlights of the day?
Well, I think it's clearly to have the Secretary of Agriculture here for our session is really an extraordinary benefit. So we're also going to have a broad range of discussions about a number of issues around what's happening in the industry today, the current situation in our businesses, what about renewable energy, those kinds of activities have certainly been front of mind for a lot of people for the last year or two in our business.
And one of the centerpieces here is going to be a discussion on the new Ag Connect Expo 2010. And you're going to be on that panel. Tell us a little bit about Ag Connect and why Deere & Company wants to be a part of this.
Well, I think we're really excited about Ag Connect. And Ag Connect 2010 is our first AEM-sponsored agricultural equipment show that's brought to the customers by the industry for the industry. We're really excited about that. We believe it'll be a different type of an experience for people. It won't be a traditional show. There'll be all the equipment and all the kinds of services and support systems and input providers and information offering that you see in many other places. Mm-hmm. But we really intend to bring this together and then provide a real unique educational and informational forum for agricultural producers throughout the globe, frankly, and in a unique setting. And for the first time, really make it a truly global type of experience in that setting. So we're excited about it. It's a unique opportunity. It'll be different than any other shows that have been around for a long time, and we're looking forward to that opportunity.
And plans for this show are going to be like every other year. Is that correct?
Yeah, our plan is the first one will be in 2010, January of 2010. We will have another one in 2011, but then we'll go on an every other year sequence following that because we think that it's although it's a critical need. We think that every 2 years is adequate to bring that capability and that information to the marketplace.
Well, turning our attention back to today, of course, the economy is a big focus right now, and it's on everybody's minds. Where do you think the minds of the equipment manufacturers are? Where is Deere & Company right now? What's the mood of the industry?
Well, of course, I don't think anybody is not thinking about what's happening in the economic environment today. Clearly, it's a unique, extraordinary type of time and for everybody. And so that clearly is in everybody's mind. However, I think it's important, and I know as a company like John Deere and certainly all the other companies represented here, are also thinking about the long-term issues associated with agriculture. And they continue to be very, we have a very bright future. And if we think about the growth in populations around the world, people improving their diets, the requirement for agricultural production on a long-term basis is different than it's ever been before. And we think that it's important that ag equipment manufacturers can help provide the productivity to be able to meet those needs, both for food, fuel, and fiber, frankly, going forward.
Thank you very much, Doug. We look forward to hearing more during the Ag Executive Forum here in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.